We have the following story that's quoted in the Medrash Tanchuma. There was a city in Babylon called the city of Batsra. The city shows up in Tanakh, the city shows up in the Talmud. And there was an old man who was a pagan. He worshipped the idols of Batsra like everyone else had. And one day he started thinking, you know, I'm an old man and I've been living my life improperly. What am I doing praying to stone and wood? What purpose is there in that? I heard the Jews, they have a God. They don't worship stones like us. They have an eternal living God. I will go and learn from them. And so the man went, learned the Torah in Israel, and converted to Judaism, became a Ger. And he moved. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Now, it happened that he had to travel back to the city of Batsra, and he knew that if he goes back to his hometown, where everyone else was still worshipping their idols, he is endangering his life. Because in those days, a person that converted to Judaism, if he was caught by his pagan friends, they would kill him. So he thought to himself, he said, you know, in the past, when I was a pagan, before any journey, I would go to the priest and I'd ask him, what do you recommend? Should I go or not? And will there be danger on the roads or not? And they used to go and do whatever they did. And then they'd come and give me advice in the name of this idol or that idol. Now that I accepted the Torah and I became a Jew, I can't ask them for advice, and I don't even believe in their advice. So what should I do? I got no one to ask. So I will go and have faith in Hashem. My Rabbein taught me that Hashem loves Gerim. And so I'm sure that Hashem will save me. Now, technically he should have asked his Rebbe, but he didn't know that. Maybe he didn't have a Rebbe. So he got his donkey ready and traveled to the city of Batsra. He enters the city and he starts trembling. A small distance from him, he sees an altar erected in honor of an idol, and the priest is standing by the altar, and many people are standing there worshiping, and the elder is on his donkey and he starts shivering. He says to himself, now what's going to happen if they tell me, come join us, join our ceremony, bow before our idol, come pray before the idol? If I refuse, they will all understand what's really going on, that I'm not with them. He was so scared, he fell off his donkey. He lay low, literally. He lay near the ground, and he was lying there behind his donkey in the hopes that if he just stays behind his donkey, they won't see him, and after they leave, he'll continue into the city. The donkey sensed that its master had gotten off it, so the donkey rode away. The people there see the donkey runs away. They see an old man lying on the floor. So they said, whoa, poor man. He was thrown off his donkey. Look at him, he's on the floor. One of them ran and caught the donkey. The others ran to the old man and helped him onto his ground and cleaned him off of his clothing. The ones who had chased after the donkey brought back the donkey, and they lifted him slowly, gently, and they said to him, take it easy. An old man like you has to be very careful. Ride slowly so you don't fall next time. They were so busy helping him get on his way with his donkey that they didn't even think of inviting him to come and join their sacrifice. And so he was saved from their hands. He rode his way. He finished what he had to do in the city and got out in peace. And Hashem fulfilled with him what he had trusted. Hashem loves Gerim, and so Hashem ensured that he wasn't taken by the people of the city of Batsra, but he made it out alive.